Now, harvest might be a new idea for many people here if you haven't been brought up, for example, in parts of the world where they celebrate God's bountiful supply at harvest. You might have taken all these things hugely for granted. I'd be interested to know here, is there anything that immediately comes to mind amongst the congregation? Please speak up and I give you a chance. When you think of harvest, tell me what that might be. Don't be shy. The 8 o'clockers gave me lots of things. Come on. When you think of harvest, what do you think about? Pardon? I can't hear you, sorry. Apple pie, okay, all right. Well, that's an Americanism, okay. Yes. Wow, what wisdom. That's the way the school harvest, school year is designed, the way it is, so that the children could help with the harvest before they went. Thank you, Joyce. Good to have you with us today. Yes. I didn't get that. Give us that, Barbara. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah, okay. Anything else? Yes, go on. Autumn, yes. Now, as you go out of here today, look at the colour of this beautiful red tree in the vicarage garden at the front here, the radiant reds. And hopefully, if you go out of London, even in London, in the parks, the colour. Now, what's that on the screen? What is it? It's a tractor, isn't it? Now, that's a tractor. Now, that's my great symbol for harvest. Have a guess what the first vehicle I learned to drive was. A tractor. That's why I still drive badly. And I was about 13. And the farmer said, look, you can drive the tractor. And the only reason I wanted to get involved with the harvest was because he gave me a chance to drive the tractor. Now, for those of us who live in cities like we do in urban settings, sometimes our connection with harvest is very, very limited indeed. So, for example, if I take Gary with me to Wales, and you drive over the bridge to where we live, all of a sudden there are fields everywhere, and there are sheep, and there are farmers, and there are cows. And you connect where God gives us his bountiful supply. But if you just go to Sainsbury's or Waitrose or Lidl and you collect your goods, there's a disconnect between where it comes from. There are three principal places that all of our food come from. What are they? The earth, the sea, and the sky. Where does the majority of it come from? The earth. And one of the most wonderful prayers that we pray just before we say communion together, we say, all things come from you, O Lord, and of your own do we give you. Now, sadly, many of us are constantly geared towards complaint. I was with somebody this week who was in desperate need, and for the whole morning that we were together, it was just full of complaint. I said to him, in our conversation, you've said no thing yet that shows any gratitude at all for anything. And today we come back to that place where actually, if we realize who we really are and where all things come from, that our life should be lifted up to God with deep gratitude. A close friend of mine went to see a monk in a monastery that he would see him on an annual basis. Sometimes he would spend several hours with him. And he sat in the room, he'd waited a whole year for this appointment. He sat down before the abbot. And the abbot said to him, I've only got one thing to say to you today. My friend was disappointed. He said, "Stop complaining." And he got up and he left the room. In the last century, one of the greatest things happened in our world you might have taken hugely for granted. And that was the rise of the American nation. The influence and the power that the United States have across the world now is unbelievable. Some of us actually might resent that power. I understand that. In terms of technology and advance in medicine, the ability to put a man on the moon, all sorts of things that we take for granted on a daily basis, huge amounts of that information and technology has come from the United States, and in many ways it has blessed the world. You might struggle with that. It's incredible, actually, if you begin to quantify the amount of influence the United States has on our own lives in Britain, it is overwhelming. Imagine it was France or Germany. We might deeply resent it. But I believe that one of the reasons the United States has risen in power, technology, is because actually, on an annual basis, they have something called, what is it called? Thanksgiving. When the whole nation comes together under God as families and they recognize where all things have come from, the goodness of God. Perhaps maybe one reason why the United Kingdom has seen a demise is because our sense of God and gratitude and where all things come from has become less and we've turned our back on Him. So as we go from here this week, for the rest of the year, give God thanks for His goodness. It says, give thanks in our Eucharistic prayer at all times, in good times and in bad. So, for example, if you're really struggling today, can you really still give thanks? It's a call on you. Maybe there are things that are home that you're finding really difficult to deal with, but nevertheless, we're called to give thanks. Imagine what it'd be like today if you had to give thanks and you were in Gaza. But that's God's call, because all things come from Him and of our own do we give Him. It's His call. So, that means if you don't say grace at home, start saying it. When was the last time together as a family you gave thanks? If you don't fast, start fasting. Because fasting is a realization, actually, that there are things that come our way that sometimes are so good that we need to refrain from them. And if your life is one of constant complaint, your mindset is daily towards complaint, particularly as you listen to the news, then ask the Lord to change your heart, because we are meant to be a thankful people. This whole service here today is called a Eucharist. It means thanksgiving. So that's the sermon. Thank you, children. In a minute, they're going to lead us in our prayers.
Thank you for each new day and all the opportunities it brings. Thank you for breakfast. Help us to be grateful for a rushed piece of toast, the crackling of Cocoa Pops, and the indulgence of a full English. We pray for farmers who work the land and prepare the harvest. We pray for bakers, butchers, and greengrocers for the work that they do.
We thank you for lovingness, for times when we can relax, for playtime at school, for a break from work, the chance for conversation and fun. We thank you for tea and coffee and biscuits, things we easily take for granted. Thank you for the work of the hands that pick the crops and process them all the way to a steaming cup. Thank you for treats like biscuits and cake. We pray for those working in factories across the world. We pray that they be treated fairly. Remind us as we enjoy treats that many hands have made.
It's lunchtime. Whether it's sandwiches, salads, or school dinner, we thank you for the choices we have. We thank you for all the staff in cafes, schools, and in supermarkets. We pray for those who miss meals because they cannot afford them. We pray for fairer welfare systems so that everyone has enough.
Afternoon tea, a special occasion, a party. Thank you for celebrations. Thank you for the opportunity to share. Thank you for your memories made and those that are yet to come. We pray for people who are sad and lonely. We pray that everyone can feel like they belong.
Dinner time. Thank you for the abundance of food we have available to us. We pray for restaurant staff and businesses. We pray for our community that they can afford the basic essentials. We pray for all those who use and organise food banks. We pray for homeless shelters and all those who use them. We pray that we may never judge others for the situations they find themselves in. We pray for a time when no one will be in need, and we thank you for your love of everyone.
Bedtime, when we are thankful for the security we feel when we're tucked up in bed. Thank you for the hands that pick the cotton from which the sheets are made. Help us to remember everyone who plays a part in our lives, the harvest of everything, energy for power, water to drink, food to eat, clothes to wear. Thank you for your love and generosity. Help us to be generous to others.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.